Praise the Lord. Dear friends, for today's meditation, we take an image from the Psalm, Psalm 18, on the wings of the wind. We start reading Psalm 18, verses 9 and 10. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly upon the wings of the wind. He came swiftly upon the wings of the wind. This is from the Psalm 18. And here, the psalm is attributed to King David. And David is somehow expressing his confidence, his trust from an experience from his life. We know Saul was the first king of Israel, and David was his successor. But the succession was not very pleasant or peaceful. David entered the service of Saul as his armor bearer, bodyguard. And slowly the young David became more popular than Saul, and Saul became very jealous of David. Friendship turned into enmity, hatred, and fear. Saul wanted to kill David by all means, and David was always on the run. He had to flee to the desert and hide himself in caves. And finally, he had to take refuge among the Philistines. And all through his life, David had problems, difficulties. Even when Saul was dead and David became king, and he defeated all his enemies, then enmity rose up from his own family. His son Absalom wanted to kill him, and David had to run away from his own palace. And during these dangerous situations, David has one experience, that God was with him. And this experience he is narrating in Psalm 18. And the same story is repeated also in the first book of Samuel, chapter 22. So this experience of David, that God was near when he was in danger, he expresses through the two images, that God riding a cherub and God riding on the wings of the wind. Wind, we know, is strong and wind is fast. And wind comes everywhere. So David is telling, whenever I was in trouble, whenever I was in difficulty, I cried and God came. And God came fast. It means God was near. In all my dangers, he is near. If we take the book of Ezekiel, chapter 1, we see Ezekiel having a vision in the land of Babylon near River Kebar. There he sees the chariot of God riding to the exiles, the cherubs, presented as God's chariot. It shows that God is present everywhere. Whenever one cries, God is near. He comes closer, mighty and fast. The people who were in exile experienced this. In chapter 59 of Isaiah, verse 1, we read, "The Lord's hands are not too short to save, nor is his ear too dull to hear." God's hand is not too short to save. His ear is not too dull to hear. Whenever we cry, he hears. And he is strong enough to lift us up, to help us. And this listening God, this helping God, this God who rushes in to help us, is presented in the image or the symbol of the wings of the wind. So don't be afraid. Don't be scared. He is near. Whenever we cry, he is there. Listen. Listen to the wind of God blowing out. Might be on the wind, on the trees you find a sign, might be the rumbling of the wind you will hear in your heart. As the mighty wind that entered the upper room where the disciples were gathered, and thus they were filled with the power of the Spirit, so God comes to us. The one who took Elijah in a whirlwind up to him will come to us to protect us, to help us, to defend us, and to take us home. This is our faith and this is our hope. Thank you.